Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Well, Halloween is just around the corner, which means many of us will be hitting the supermarkets to pick up our annual pumpkins to decorate and sit on the windowsills and the doorsteps throughout the country. But our next guest says that there's much more to pumpkins than just carving them. Chef and restaurant owner in Galway, JP McMahon, is on the line. Thank you very much for joining us, JP.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. I feel a little bit guilty because we got in on the Pumpkin Act early last weekend and they started using the inside of the pumpkin and the seeds like slime. So you know how children love slime? So they were squishing it in between their fingers. There were pips all over the floor. And I got so sick of it by about 5 o'clock on Friday that I put it all into the compost bin. And you're saying, wrong. Stop. Don't do it.
Absolutely. Now, I have a 9 and a 12 year old, so absolutely they love slime, so they'll do the same thing. But no, yeah, the pumpkins are like it's a bit of a tragedy that we grow them for, I suppose, almost just for decoration now. And like they make great soups, stews, pies. The seeds you can toast, you can just eat the seeds, but all of the, as they call it, the guts, the pumpkin guts, that can all go into a soup. Now, most people know the Cinderella pumpkin, which is the big one that we all carve, but there's so many other types of pumpkin like Hubbard and Crown Prince, and everyone knows butternut squash, which is actually like a pumpkin is a squash, not the other way around, and it's actually a fruit, but like a cucumber, and that it's all the same family. So like it is, I suppose, I think always this time of year I always tell people to try and explore pumpkins a little more.
What about the guts, you know, the stringy bit, can you use that for anything?
Actually, what I do is when I'm using a pumpkin for roasting, like say for pumpkin wedges, I peel the pumpkin, take all the guts and all the seeds, and cover that in water and make a pumpkin stock. And then you can use that for a soup. Then you simmer it for about 45 minutes and then strain it, and then you have a lovely pumpkin stock to use. Or you can also, if you're making a soup, you can put all of that into, bar the seeds, but all of the guts and all that. That's just all the inside of the vegetable. That can all just go into a soup if you're making a potato and pumpkin soup or something like that.
Because you're whizzing that up anyway afterwards, aren't you?
Yeah, and even if you wanted to, you could put it through a sieve. If you thought there was going to be any little bits, you could whiz it up. If your blender is strong enough that you won't need to put it through a sieve, but what we call passing in the industry is just when you put the soup through a sieve just to make sure it's kind of silky smooth.
And you mentioned butternut squash, which is a very popular weaning food because it's a bit sweet and the babies take to it. Is it the same with pumpkins? Is it a sweet flavour?
Yeah, they're a little bit sweeter. Now, there's a very broad range. Like if anyone listening Googles like pumpkin varieties, there's a wonderful poster that'll give you about the top 15 that you will see in supermarkets or farmers markets. And like some of them are sweeter than others. Certainly like the bigger orange ones and the butternut squash are a little sweeter. There's some small ones that I think that aren't as sweet, but certainly like anything you can do with a butternut squash or even anything you can do with a potato, you can do with a pumpkin. And I love to roast it and then just crumble feta over it, and you don't even need to peel it. Like if you get you can eat the skin is edible, and when you roast it at about 200 degrees it actually crisps up and it gives it a really nice texture.
But if you are carving a pumpkin for Halloween, you have to be quite careful, do you, taking out the inside, the flesh, just if you're going to use it for something, you want it to be usable.
Yeah, like, well, I suppose, I mean, I think just if you carve it out and keep it in a put it in a container or that. If you're doing a couple of pumpkins, if you're only using the inside, you'll probably need another either potato or another pumpkin to make an actual soup if it's just the insides. But no, by and large, like all the inside is good.
A listener would like to know, if a pumpkin has been on my doorstep with a candle in it for less than a week, is it still okay to go in a soup?
I would not think so. No, I would think if you have it on the doorstep for a day or if you put a candle in it for the afternoon, I think once you commit to a candle, then because the candle almost cooks. I don't know if anyone's ever left a pumpkin out too long and then all the fruit flies arrive and all those things. So no, unfortunately you have to choose if you're going to eat it or carve it. But look, I think it's just, there's loads of Irish pumpkin growers And they all grow pumpkins at this time of year, and we all kind of go a bit crazy carving, and like the neighbors have their decorations up already and I don't, so we have to go out and get stuff done. It's like, it's almost like a competition.
I know,
when you've got kids.
I know. Halloween is a big deal, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, for him, I have a 9 and a 12 year old. The 9 year old is still fully committed to Halloween and decorations, and it's almost like a mini Christmas. She said, "Why are people talking about Christmas already? It's Halloween time." So,
I want you to divulge any secrets that you have around a pumpkin pie, because I've never made a pumpkin pie. I don't really understand it. So, the basics, JP.
Yeah, the absolute basics. So if you get shortcrust pastry, like the just roll one, then you don't need to make the pastry. So then you can roll that out and just put it in your pie dish. You'll have to make a white sauce, which is the same white sauce that you use for lasagna, or you can buy white sauce now. And what you want to do is you want to fry off your pumpkin and your onions, and then put your white sauce in on top of it. You have to let that cool, because you don't want to put the hot mixture on top of the pastry. So let that cool, put it into the pastry, put on your lid, and then make your pumpkin pie. Like chicken and chorizo pumpkin pie is really good. Mm-hmm. And anyone who's like there's so many recipes online like that you can find at the drop of a hat.
But, okay, so don't waste it. Don't waste it is the message. I know you want to talk to us as well a little bit about a thing called Food on the Edge on in Dublin on the 18th and 19th of October. So what is that all about?
This is our seventh year. We took a break last year for reasons that everyone knows about. And it's a coming together of like international and Irish chefs to talk about the future of food. It's on in Airfield this year. And it's a blended conference this year. We have some speakers who are virtual and some are in-house. But people from all over the world, like India, Peru, Australia. And it's there to promote Irish food. And we still have limited tickets available for in-house, but we have loads of virtual tickets. And anyone who's in the food industry, I think, or wants to develop it. And I suppose for us, it's about making Ireland, about growing the food culture in Ireland.
Okay, that's Food on the Edge, which is coming up on the 18th and 19th. JP, thank you so much for talking to us. JP,
thanks so much, Claire.
There. Let's take a quick break before news.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.